What? He's sitting out here, I think. Devin out there? There he is. Come on up. There's a story that goes with all. Something's behind all this. And look at that, would you? Jack, you've got a good view. What's happening over there? Just at sunrise. Come and tell us about the story, Jack. And Devin. All right.
A reading from Book of John 20, verses 1 through 10. Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon, Peter, and the other disciples, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciples, and were going to the tomb. So they ran together, and the other disciples outran Peter, and came up to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths were laying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen clothes laying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a piece, in a place by itself. Then the other disciples, who came to the tomb first, went in also. And he saw it and believed, for as of yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their homes. Here ends the first reading.
I will continue reading from the book of John, verses 11 through 18. But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And as she saw two angels in white, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus has laid, then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be a gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and she said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her.
And there's the story from John. Let's stand and sing. Christ the Lord is risen today. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels sing, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, alleluia. lives again our glorious King. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Alleluia. Dying once he all doth save. Alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave? Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done. Alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won. Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise. Alleluia. Christ has opened paradise. Alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has laid. Alleluia. Hallowing exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him we rise. Alleluia. Ours the cross, O grave the skies. Alleluia. As long as you're standing, why don't you just put your hymnal down and feel free to roam about and pass God's peace with one another. You made it.
Yeah.
Way to go. We made it. We made it. Happy Easter. Hey, y'all. Happy Easter. Well, you need some. Well, you got a white T-shirt on, though. Anyway, you can. God's peace must be with you. Yeah. God's peace to all of you. And everybody, thanks. Nice reading. Thank you for reading. Yeah, there's even some people up there this morning. But, oh, how are you doing? Yeah. Yeah. Announcements. Before I forget it, the Easter lilies are really nice, but a lot of them didn't open yet. So, if you purchased one or you want an Easter lily, ask someone who has purchased one that might not want one. But the point is, take them home and where they'll get the care so they can really open up, right? That makes sense, really, because we take the love of God with us wherever we go. And Easter lily, a sign of the resurrection. Do I need to say anything more? Yeah, it smells kind of good. Something's going on downstairs. I suppose they can hear us down there, too. And look forward to that. And salad lunch. Luncheon coming up May 1st, thanks to the Women's Guild. And V-Ann, once again, as I told folks on, was it Thursday night? Friday night. She wanted to be here today, but she's ready to come home now, and her house has been worked on. A lot of dust around, and so she has to wait a couple of days longer. She is so anxious. She wanted to be here for Good Friday, so Deanne, if you're listening, and whoever, you can always go to our website and listen to the service. There they are up there. Good to see you all. Yeah. It's good to have someone that, you know, looks down on you. That makes me feel more humble. So. Anyone, anything else? Thank you to Jack and Devin and Jim for being our readers this morning. And the greeters are Tom and Marlo. Anyone, anything else who want to share anything? Well, let's move ahead then. It's called the call to worship, but we have been worshiping. So we can still call it. That's all right. Day has dawned, and shadows are left behind. The stone is rolled away, and hope is reborn. This is the day that our God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God opens to us the gates of righteousness. We enter to give thanks to our God. We give thanks, for our God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. Once again, quoting from the psalmist. So, set your mind on things that are above. Look up and welcome Christ's appearing. We have been raised with Christ. Glory is being revealed to us on this holy day. You can remain seated, but let's sing another song or a hymn, Christ Arose. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with the mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the vast domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they see the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with the mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep its prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. From the grave he arose with the mighty triumph for his foe. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Giving voice to what hopefully is on our hearts and minds, we pray this prayer of invocation, of further inviting the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us as we say, God of amazing surprises. The story of Easter is ever new. Suddenly we are aware of your presence with us. We had lost touch with you. Our minds were full of worries and distractions set on things of this world. Our spirits felt the grip of death. Jesus seemed a legend from the past, not a real person who shared our common lot. But today you awaken something new within us. We hear the cry, Christ is risen, and we want to respond. Dry our tears and call your name. We need the good news of Easter. Amen. The timing for a sunrise service was so great this morning. I looked over there and there was a shadow on there. Whoa, that was me. And you can see it here now. The sun's coming up. And how fitting for you, Jim or James, to be coming up at this time. Something happened here is going on in the book of Acts. Tell us what it is.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter began to speak to them, saying, I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every people anyone who fears him and practices righteousness is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, for he is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
Thank you, James. I wrote in the April newsletter last week a few highlights, at least to me at the time, of Holy Week. And I know some of you aren't here, you probably didn't see the newsletter, if I would ask how many did read the newsletter, all the hands would go up, right, Peg? But if you would, just let's go back to last week at this time, Palm Passion Sunday. Jesus rides into Jerusalem on the foal of a donkey who had never been ridden. The crowd cheered as Jesus approached. Why is he on a lowly animal? And where's that war chariot? Well, some must have read the words of the prophet Zechariah, 9th chapter, 9th verse. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant is he, humble, and riding on a colt. The foal of a donkey, a humble king. Good news, good news. But then the very next day, Monday, this humble Messiah enters the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. He turned the tables and the altars over, and he said, and it's quoted in Matthew 21, 12 and 13, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you've made it into a den of thieves." You see, people were cheating each other, charging too much for certain sacrifices. Well, they traveled, what could they do but pay the price? I suppose it's like going to a game at the professional leagues and everything costs more, right? No matter what you buy. But here he goes. "My house shall be called a house of prayer." All this buying and selling going on, and some were being kept away because they weren't, you know, pure, or one of them. And for this, Jesus got into, rode into, as we might say, good trouble. But the religious leaders, most of them, said, "Who is this who disrupts our way of worship?" Mark 21, 12 and 13. Well, then on Tuesday, these religious authorities, they try to trap Jesus by asking him to name, out of 500-some commandments, the most important commandment. And no matter what Jesus said, he was going to be trapped either way. No matter who was conservative and who was liberal, it'd be his fault, no matter what he said. So he wisely says this one, of all the commandments, "Love the Lord your God." And the second one is similar. What was that? "Love your neighbor as yourself." Mark 12, 29 through 31. And who could argue against that? They had him. Or he had them. But it wasn't over. Although Jesus was becoming more popular, the leaders were worried. And a lot of this took place on Wednesday then. According to Luke 22, 6, they plotted amongst themselves with the topic, "How can we get rid of this guy?" Well, Jesus' treasure, as you probably know, was Judas. And I think he wanted his beloved leader to confront the ones in power. "Let's have a trial," he said. "Let's get this over with. He'll be found innocent, and we can get on with his ministry." Luke 22, 6. Judas might have thought, with help from, do I dare say, Satan, but Jesus had another way. And then he has supper with his disciples the next day, and he hints of that the betrayer is right here that's going to turn him in. Then they all go out to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. It's Thursday after the supper. It was dark in the garden that night. Jesus is awake and praying. But the disciples, being, as Jesus calls it, willing in spirit, but the flesh is tired. They had to sleep. They weren't charged up like Jesus because he knew what was going to happen. Had to stay awake. And then the armed guards come for this troublemaker, who's stirring up the people, threatening their way of religion. And as you know, Judas had arranged, imagine it's all dark, the guard coming to get him, they couldn't tell which of the disciples was the one they wanted. So the sign was made and he was betrayed by the kiss. That would be the one to take. Peter, who was always one to respond quickly, he drew his sword and cut off the high priest's ear, the servant of the high priest, I should say. And then Jesus has these words to say in John 18:10. It's recorded, "Put the sword away, Peter." That's after he healed the servant with the injured ear. And Jesus says, "Those who live by the sword die by the sword." Whatever that means, but Jesus is taken away to be tried. He assures his disciples not to worry. This has all been written about and is all in God's design for your salvation. Strange. Well, takes us to Good Friday, the trials. He's found guilty, and the religious authorities can't hang him. Has to be the occupying army and the leader of that, Pilate. Well, the Romans are the only one that can put a man to death or a woman, although women are mostly stoned, I guess. But somehow this was God's plan of salvation. Why we call it Good Friday? Because it has a good ending, I guess. As Jesus proclaims with his last breath, according to John 19:30, saying, "It is finished." It is finished. What does he mean? It is finished. God's plan? I think it meant that this act of violence, there's no power in it. There's no power in meeting violence with violence. Just eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. I know the Bible in the Older Testament says that, but it's a proverb that I think later turns out to be not such a wise saying. So he dies on that cross saying that, among other things. But then, if you're like the disciples, you might wonder what happened that next day, Saturday. What has happened to our beloved one? But out of darkness comes light. Out of death comes life. And that takes us to here, with Devin and Jack reading the good news. "Go and tell the others," the angel said to who? A woman. Interesting. And she becomes the first missionary, so to speak, to say, "He's alive, I've seen him. Christ is risen indeed." John 20:18. "I have seen the Lord," she says. A brief summary of that, as we call it, Holy Week. This time of year, usually baseball begins too. And if I may, I'd make a quick shift, and this may seem to be out of context, but it makes a lot of sense when I think about it. Twins are playing, your local teams are playing, not only baseball, but softball, which really isn't all that soft. Did you know that, Addie? You found that out, right? Yeah. But in softball, as in baseball, and I've been told Plato is a baseball town, I'll never forget that. I started talking about football many years ago, and Orvy stood up and said, "Now you remember, we're a baseball town," not that Orvy, but Orvy Shrupp. "Remember, we're a baseball town." And how's that game? When are you in? When are you out? Who's in? Who's out? Three strikes, you're out. On the bases, try to steal second, you get caught between the bases or before you touch, you're out. You pop it up, someone catches the ball in the air, one out. Who's in? Well, ones that go safely from base to base and hopefully arrive at home, safe at home. And you can hit a home run and take your time a little bit going around the bases, but you're definitely in. You can steal home too. Who's out and who's in? We as Christians and throughout the history of the church, they've struggled with this for years, for two centuries at least. Or is it 20-some centuries? Wow. Who's in and who's out? Who are we going to let in? What's our barriers? What's our walls? Do we have bridges where some can cross? Now, there's another story, and Jim read about this in Acts. The church was struggling at that time. Yeah. A couple people had some dreams. Cornelius, the centurion, not a Jew, a Gentile, a man of some note, commanded 100 soldiers, probably not the one who, upon seeing Jesus, died, said, this man truly was the Son of God, but still he was a centurion, a Gentile, and he had money, and he had people that listened to what he had to say, also well-spoken, but he had a dream, and he dreamt that he should go and talk with good old Peter, one who cut the ear off. And then Peter also had a dream. And he dreamt that he saw this tarp-like thing coming down from heaven. And it had on it things that Jews and weren't supposed to eat at that time, because there was a big emphasis on being clean and eating the right things. Pharisees sometimes have been called a food club. Eat the right things. Do the right things. But in that tarp are birds. And, wow. It's hard to imagine what all was on there, but even reptiles. And the angel said, it's all good. You can eat that. What does that mean? What does that mean? Peter realized that later, not too much later, it means that Gentiles can hear this news of the Jew being raised from the dead. Anyone who can say that God shows no partiality. And as Peter and many disciples went out preaching, they preached to God who says, you know, we're not the judge who's in and out. But God through Jesus, who said no partiality, is the judge. And I'm glad I'm not the judge to decide who's in and who's out, which way somebody's going to go when they die. I couldn't do that. Impossible. I don't think any of us can. And I think that's the way it's meant to be. God's having us not be the judge who decides someone's fate, or who's in and who's out. But rather it's by someone who died for our sins and doesn't meet violence with violence. John records in 17th chapter, 11th verse, one of Jesus's prayers, besides what we call the Lord's Prayer, is he prays for his disciples and for those to come, that they may all be one, as you and I are one. And in 50 days, we'll hear the message of when the Spirit really came to the church, who had been meeting pretty much in secret in an upper room. The prophet who said, quoting Joel, "My Spirit will be poured out on all flesh." A path for us all to take. We're all on offense. We're all up to bat. May we round those bases safely and get home. We're having communion today, and before we go into that, we confess our faith with, there's three we can pick in the inside cover of the bulletin, and it's our, I guess, tradition now to, on the first Sunday of the month, to say the Apostles' Creed. Goes way back to the end of the 4th century. And then a UCC, United Church of Christ, Statement of Faith in 1959, and then it was revised in 1981. But today, being the first Sunday of the month, we say together, it's on the inside cover of your hymnal, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the Christian saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." We remember Christ. There's a little, we didn't do this on, and that's my fault. I guess I just kind of forgot about it. But it's something, it's good to do when we have communion. Written by David Rees, and I can still remember Rees Schwartz, and he read this when he was confirmed. Short little poem. It says, "Lord, I remember you, that on your cross, your love and your sacrifice was for me. I remember those who have sacrificed energy, ease, money, joy, for me and for Jesus. So help me to be a willing servant. Help me to spend myself for those whose lives are bound up with my own. Lord, I remember you." Let's sing it now. As we drink this cup, we worship you. As we eat this bread, we worship you. As we offer you your lives Jesus, you have offered yours for us. We remember all you've done for us. We remember your covenant with us. We remember we worship you alone. Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knee with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us share together on our knees. Drink the cup. Let us drink the cup together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knee with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. We remember that on that night, Jesus took the bread, he broke it and passed it around. We break these wafers, symbol of the bread of the world, the bread of life, the body of Christ that was broken for us. We take and we eat, and we give thanks to you, our Creator, that we remember Jesus, our Savior and leader. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. And the cup, yes, the cup. The blood, the lifeblood of Jesus, which in a way flows through us all, no matter who we are. We give thanks that as we drink, we remember you. Amen. Blood shed for the forgiveness of our sins, no matter who we are or what we've done. You'll be ushered to come forward and then just exit around the outside, little bucket for the... And this is for everyone. Thank you. Body of Christ. 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 Go in peace and serve the Lord. Body of Christ. 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 Go in peace and serve the Lord. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ. go in peace and serve the Lord. Prayer is printed in your bulletin. Prayer of thanksgiving. Together let us pray, saying, the bread has been broken, the cup has been poured, the meal has been shared. Gracious God, we give thanks for bread, for the journey, for your wisdom guiding us along the way. May there be friends to share the road as we dare to dream of creation renewed, and hope in the promise of justice for all. Amen. Yes, indeed, with liberty and justice for all, we say, help us to be your servants and to bring real peace about, peace with justice. And may this meal empower us to be witnesses for your grace and mercy. In Christ's name, we pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's stand as we sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Whoops, that's the wrong one, I think. I'll get it straightened out. A unison prayer to say, by your hand, O God, we have been blessed with life, with food, with refreshment, with hope. Day by day, you are saving us, healing our brokenness, calling forth our gifts, granting us strength to serve with Christ as a part of your revelation to the world. Thank you, O God, for times of resurrection. Thank you for this day of celebration. We dedicate ourselves anew with our offering. Amen. We give thee but to thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. Because he lives. Thank you. God sent his Son. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. Or see. But greater still, to calm assurance, this child can face uncertain days. Because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And may God be with you. May God's face shine upon you and look upon you with kindness and give you peace. May God's countenance be gathered around you and lift you up. Amen.